Welcome to the Victorious Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Today, we're going to be talking about self-regulation. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more about that, this podcast is for you. So let's get into it. Kids who self-regulate have parents who do this. Teaching your kids to regulate their own emotions can feel like a big task. Most parents think that the only way to do this is to discipline their kids' bad behavior, which sometimes can end up in yelling and running around in circles. Have you ever wondered how to discipline effectively without damage? And what I mean by without damage means without emotional, physical, or psychological damage, either in the short term or long term to your children, but also without yelling and shouting and exerting all of your energy. I remember the days when my son was a lot younger and it was really difficult at times. I would feel so emotionally drained that adhering to the physical things I had to do during the day was just really difficult. It's hard sometimes when you're emotionally drained and all your energy is out. Enjoying your life and doing the other things you want to do can seem a lot more difficult, and no wonder parents are tired. So there is a way to discipline without exerting yourself, without yelling and screaming, in a way that's cooperative, that actually gets your children to listen to you. Look, discipline is key in parenting, but there is an overlooked element to teaching your kids to self-regulate, and that is fostering the five pillars of emotional intelligence within them. These five pillars are: number one, self-awareness; number two, emotional regulation; number three, self-motivation; number four, empathy; and number five, social intelligence. All five pillars work together, and we all need to work on all five pillars throughout our entire lifetimes to keep maintaining a balance and success and growth in our lives. For example, if you had self-awareness and you didn't have the other pillars, it may become sort of a toxic self-awareness, where you're looking inwardly so much at yourself, you become so self-focused, but you don't actually take any action on the things that you need to take action in to grow in life. Kids who are self-aware in a toxic way will be conscious of their looks in comparison to others, or their abilities in comparison to others, and then rate themselves in a negative way. We need self-awareness, but we need it in balance with the other pillars so it can balance itself out. And that's what emotional intelligence is. It's great to be self-aware and to have a look objectively as possible at your behavior and the consequences that have followed from your behavior and your actions. We automatically do this in a work environment. In a work environment, if you're an employee, often you'll have your supervisor or your boss have regular intervals and meetings with you to talk about your behavior, to talk about your results and what has happened and what you can you improve on. That's self-awareness. They're wanting you to become self-aware so that you can improve your performance. We need to be self-aware of how our behavior is affecting our children, and we also should be teaching our children how to be self-aware of their behavior and how their behavior and actions are actually producing the consequences that follow. So let's talk about emotional regulation. Emotional regulation is the ability to regulate your emotional state in a variety of situations. It's not just feeling happy or good when things are okay. It's being able to notice yourself, and that's where self-awareness comes into it. When you're triggered, when something happens and you can feel your blood rising and your blood boiling, you can feel it before it comes out of you. You can feel the tension starting to rise within you. You can feel that frustration starting to bubble up. Emotional regulation, if that is well coined within you and you've really worked hard to become self-regulated, you will identify those trigger moments, identify your frustration, and instead of acting without thinking, you're thinking before acting, saying, what am I going to do in this situation? Is yelling going to get me to my goal? Is this behavior going to solve the problem? If not, what can I do in order to solve the problem? And sometimes it's just taking a moment, not even dealing with the situation, walking away and being able to breathe and think for a moment and then coming with a better solution. And this can happen very quickly. It doesn't need to be a long, drawn out process. Once you practice emotional regulation, which is self-regulation, it will become easier to do it over time. So we ought to learn this for ourselves so that we can teach our children how to self-regulate. The difference between adults and children who are unable to self-regulate is that often adults, we consciously know that yelling and screaming isn't going to get the results. Consciously, we know that, but perhaps it's too much of a habit within us and we end up ignoring it and just doing it anyway. Because why do we often yell and shout and scream at others? Normally, it's not to get results, because when you're being screamed and shouted at, you're not going to want to comply, are you? And neither will your children. You think your children are going to do what you ask them to because you scream and shouted at them. No. And I'm not saying that you got to go in and be all like, oh, hi. And I'm not into that kind of, you know, way of thinking, you know, not disciplining. We're talking about good discipline, not toxic discipline here. You know, if your children are doing something and they're hurting each other, going in and saying, hey, what do you think you were doing? You don't need to yell and scream and shout. It's just the, hey, walk in. Hey, what do you think you were doing? And I tell you what, you say that in a strong and authoritative voice, that'll get them to stop and notice. And then the rest of what you say shouldn't be shouting and screaming. Should be, this is what you're doing. These are the consequences. And now you're going to experience the consequences. No ifs, ands, and buts. That's what we've already agreed on as a family. So you have that as your rules beforehand. And they've broken the rules and that's it. So no matter how much they try to manipulate, scream, or cry, you never rise to that level. You maintain your authority, you maintain your position without screaming or yelling. So number three, self-motivation. Self-motivation is, well, motivating yourself. It's going to work every day. No one's made you do it. You're motivated, internally motivated to do it. How do you get your children to be internally motivated to clean up their rooms? Well, this encompasses the other five pillars. If you can create self-awareness in them, help teach them emotional regulation, empathy and social intelligence, and you speak to them in the way that they deserve to be spoken to, with leadership, with authority, without yelling and screaming at them, you can communicate in a way to them that helps them become self-motivated to do these things. When you help them understand how these things are benefiting them, it's not just you barking orders from a top-down mentality. And I'm just going to talk a little bit more about top-down mentalities. We have too much of that in our society, especially since the start of 2020. And now in 2021, especially here in Australia, it's even worse. We have this top-down mentality approach where the top barks orders down to the subordinates below and we must follow without any question, without any critical thinking. And I tell you what, that leads to tyranny. That doesn't lead anywhere good. That's called authoritarianism. And there is a section in my Discipline Without Damage book talks about the different styles of parenting. And one of them is authoritarian parenting. And it outlines and shows how authoritarian parenting actually leads to a breakdown of the relationships within the family. It doesn't do any good in the long run. It destroys bonds and destroys families. What we want is authoritative parenting, authoritative leadership. That's cooperative leadership, cooperative parenting. Still has authority and still has all of that that needs to be done at the top, but you're helping your subordinates, you're helping your children to become self-motivated by helping them understand in a cooperative manner why they need to do the rules, why they need to clean their room, why they need to do these things. Help them understand from that perspective, have clear consequences, and follow through with them. Don't be one of these parents. And when your kids start going off and they're pushing all your buttons, you're going to break down emotionally and be one of these mothers. And I had one of these mothers, and I've witnessed other people throughout my lifetime be like this as well, where they lose it. They don't have emotional regulation. They have no real authority in their homes. They've lost all authority and leadership, and they start crying at their kids, why are you doing this to me? Why are you yelling? Why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this to me? I can tell you unequivocally, your children are not doing this to you. They are not fighting to try and wear you out. This isn't a personal vendetta against you. When you start thinking like that, you've automatically put yourself into a victim mentality, and you've just lost your position as the authority and the leader in your home. Don't do that. And if you've done that, stop that today. No more victim mentality. You are not a victim of your children. You are a leader of your children. Now lead with integrity, with authority. And the way to do that is to learn emotional intelligence, is to practice it. This is not something that we are born with. This is something we must learn and we must practice every single day. This is something I still have to practice, and I will be practicing till the day I die for the rest of my life. Because if you don't continue in this, you'll become stagnant. You know, I've heard people say, well, that's just the way I am. No, that's not just the way you are. That's the way you've chosen to be. And that's where you choose to stay. And you will never grow and you will never move forward unless you choose differently. We can change at any stage in our lives. It doesn't matter if you're 20, 40, 50, 60, 80. You can change at any stage in your life. It is your choice, and that is up to you, and that is your self-responsibility. And that is a part of emotional intelligence as well. So let's look at number four, empathy. Empathy isn't feeling sorry for somebody. When you feel sorry for somebody, you're doing it almost, there are a couple of different ways. Sometimes when you feel sorry for somebody, you're doing it from a perspective of like, I'm over here, I'm up here, and you're kind of broken down here, and pat pat on the head, I feel really sorry for you, thinking, thank goodness that's not me. Okay, when you also feel sorry for somebody, it could be from a perspective of like, oh my goodness, your house burned down. That's terrible. Why? I can't personally relate to that. I really feel sorry for you from that perspective. So empathy isn't necessarily feeling sorry for somebody. Empathy is seeking to understand, then to be understood. Empathy is saying, look, you're going through something that I can't personally understand, or maybe you can personally understand, but what you're doing is you're listening. It's active listening to that person, listening to their pain, listening to what they're going through, listening to their concerns. When you're displaying empathy towards your children, you're listening to them, hopefully without judgment, really listening and really trying to seek out understanding about their emotional and mental and physical state. That's true empathy. That's true love. So the last pillar of emotional intelligence is social intelligence, and that speaks for itself. Being socially intelligent is really helpful to success in life. If we're not socially intelligent, we're not going to be able to get along with others. Now, sometimes in society, we almost seem, especially for women, if we're not almost like gentle and being too agreeable with everybody, you know, we can be seen as like being harsh or too masculine and things like that. If women tend to have more authority in their voice, tend to have more of a presence, you know, there are some people in society who would see that as, oh, she's a bit manly or things like that. You know, all of that is just absolutely rubbish. I'll tell you that right now. Women, you can still be fully woman and still have your femininity, and you can have a presence of leadership and authority. And social intelligence helps when you go out into an environment and you mix with a group of very different people. You know that, hey, through this these people, I am going to portray my information to them in this way on their level of understanding. Social intelligence helps. It's not trying to be friends with everybody and get everybody to like you, because not everyone will like you. And no matter what you say or do or how beautiful or kind or whatever you are in life, there are always going to be some people somewhere who just hate you and who just want to see you destroyed. It doesn't matter who you are. There are people out there that you will come across. So don't be a people pleaser. Be socially intelligent instead. So those are the five pillars of emotional intelligence, and that's why they're so incredibly important to understand, and not just understand, to learn and to practice. I hope this podcast has helped you today. I have a course called Unshakable Confidence for Kids, where I teach about the five pillars of emotional intelligence. You can find that on my Victorious Parenting website called victoriousparenting.com, or on the front of my Facebook page. Facebook page is at Victorious Parenting. The name of the Facebook page is just my name, Arabella Hill. But if you want to do the at sign, go at Victorious Parenting. I have a Facebook store. You'll be able to see the course, Unshakable Confidence for Kids. It's discounted. And if you're interested in learning to discipline without damage, I have my new book that's just been released not long ago, and it's sold over 1,000 copies in just the last 2 weeks. It's called The Ultimate Guide to Disciplining Without Damage for Every Age. It covers every single age there is, so it will stay with you and your child throughout their entire childhood. And I go into all the science and a lot of information on how to discipline without damage. I got a lot of information on the website for that, and the website for that is disciplinewithoutdamage.com. And if you've forgotten all that, you can just go to victoriousparenting.com, and every single parenting resource that I have is on that website, and you'll be able to navigate it from there. So keep going, keep the momentum happening. Just don't listen and just don't learn, actually act on it as well. And if we don't act on the information we have, what's the point of information? What's the point in learning something if you're not actually going to act on it? So learn self-awareness, emotional regulation, self-motivation, empathy, and social intelligence. Practice it, and practice it regularly, and teach your kids that. And that's how we're going to improve society as a whole, not just your family, not just on that micro scale, but on a macro scale too. Imagine if, you know, just the 1,000 parents who've purchased my book in the last 2 weeks, all start practicing that today. And then just say they have one child each, and that's 1,000 children. And that 1,000 children grow up with an innate sense of justice and emotional intelligence. And they go out and grow up, and they have two kids, and they go and teach their two kids and so forth. And that is how we make the world a better place. It starts with you, and it starts right now. And I'll see you in the next podcast.
If you would like access to more parenting resources and a big supportive community, I'd like to invite you to our Facebook group, Victorious Parenting. I give regular content every single day, and we have a unit section where you can find all the best content. There are some short form and long form content in there, like the Grey Rock Method and how to deal with sibling rivalry. And as well, you'll get to be a part of a great big community of parents who are becoming victorious just like you. We'd love to have you join us in Victorious Parenting.